RadioMD.com. Spokesperson for the American College of Emergency Physicians. She's Dr. Lee. And the Dr. Lee Vinoker Show.
Hi, and welcome back to the show, Health from the Outside In. Well, a recent study came out where experts talked about endurance athletes and how much they should drink. And my next guest, a frequent guest of the show and expert, Dr. Howard Mells, board-certified emergency physician, and he's also an athlete trained for those crazy, tough mutter programs where you're going under barbed wire fence. So thanks, Dr. Mell, for being on the show. We appreciate it again.
Hi, how are you, Lee? Good to be back.
So, you know, it's very interesting. And just to say, you know, I see so many, whether they're athletes or not, women walking around with their water bottles and this idea of 8 by 8, 8 ounces of water 8 times a day. But what's funny is I did a little research and I found that that recommendation came back way back in 1945, it was called the Food and Nutrition Board back then, instead of, I think, the FDA or something. And they were talking about an average diet, and they were calculating calories and fluids, but they didn't count people's food in. So, like, watermelons, 96% water or something, apples, 86. So they kind of came up with this idea, 8 by 8, but it's really not even true.
Right. Actually, you know, one of the early guidelines was looking at the water that was necessary to support soldiers in wartime. And so a part of the calculation was based on what they would have to import into areas that were not fitted with water supplies during times of war. And they figured 8 by 8 per soldier. And, you know, again, this was all kind of done on an expert consensus opinion. Nobody had ever turned around and said, well, this is actually what you need. This is kind of more of a, well, this seems to be a good idea. And I think in modern time, we've taken it much more literally and kind of believe there's magic in the number and there's not.
Yeah. And what's interesting now, you know, it is true if you, I guess, are a soldier with gear and you're running around with, you know, 50-pound packs and things, or if you're an athlete doing an endurance sport like the marathon, you are going to require maybe more water than if you're sitting around reading a book, or more fluids. But doesn't your body just tell you when you need more water? Isn't that what our thirst mechanism is all about?
It should be. Now, there's some data that suggests that our thirst mechanisms and our hunger mechanisms may be thrown off by ingestion of certain diet sweeteners and things of that nature. But on the whole, we do have to learn to trust our bodies, because when we don't, you know, we get into a problem. And that's kind of, I think, what this study was talking about when we deal with athletes.
Yeah, and I've seen it too. You know, working here in Baltimore, and they started the Baltimore Marathon, and actually a close friend's husband came wandering up to the finish line. He was later than she thought, and he just had this glassy look on his eye, and he was completely confused, and he was dazed and confused, and you could see something was terribly wrong. And, you know, we brought him to the medical tent, and sure enough, he every so often grabbing those cups of water. So tell us what happens in that instance.
Well, yeah, I have a very similar story. And when I was in residency, they actually ran a marathon in a 99 degree day, and they were pushing water on everyone. And in comes this individual who was a younger woman who I knew was an administrator at our hospital, and she is suddenly the most amorous person you've ever met, grabbing my arm, stroking my arm. I'm the best doctor in the world. She loves me. I'm not supposed to tell her husband. I mean, just over the top, like a bad 70s, like a bad 70s adult movie. And we come to find out she's water intoxicated. She sent me a very nice letter afterwards, mortified when her husband had told her some of the things that she had said in front of him. But
in the medical tent.
And so, It was just, you know, it really is a problem, because what happens is our bodies rely on there being a balance of certain electrolytes, specifically in this case sodium, and the amount of water that's that's in our bodies. And what can happen is you can actually dilute the amount of sodium that's in your body. In fact, the proper term for water intoxication is dilutional hyponatremia. And that's a big fancy way of saying we get so much water into us that we actually drop the amount of salt. And when that happens, you can actually cause swelling in the brain. Because what ends up happening is as the amount of sodium in your bloodstream, in your bodily fluids that are coursing through your head and bathing around your brain, falls, the brain tissue becomes much more osmotically active. That is to say, it's more dense, so it literally draws water into itself. And as it does that, it can cause a huge problem, because as that swelling happens, it can do everything from causing these behavioral changes that you were describing and I'm describing, all the way down to literally causing the brain to herniate out of the brainstem. You know, wow. Very tragically, we've had a couple of deaths by child abuse lately, where children have been forced to drink large amounts of water, or I think in one case it was grape soda, as a punishment, and have died as a result. And that's what they die of. And so yeah. it's a very dangerous entity.
Right, seizures. We've seen it all. As a matter of fact, I don't know how many years ago, but a radio station somewhere, and I thought maybe it was in Cincinnati, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, it was a radio station, and they had a
water
giveaway
drinking
for
contest.
A week. No, it was a giveaway for a week. Yeah. They weren't allowing them to urinate, and so it was one of these games where you would hold on to. You had to hold on to this video game console back when the Wii's first came out. And they literally,
no
if
pun
you
intended,
broke for any reason,
yeah.
It was a bad pun, yes. But if you broke, if you let go of your Wii for any reason, you know, that it was going to be the last man standing. Well, one of the people, you know, they were drinking throughout the day, but they weren't able to let go to the bathroom. And they ended up with this for the same reason, because you do have to excrete that fluid.
Yeah, and I think there was one where they actually were having people, maybe that was Sacramento, I remember, having people drinking water to see how much water they could consume in a short amount of time. And one of the contestants, the one who won, terrible pun, actually went into seizures and ended up dying from it. So
yeah, I mean, it's an awful thing. And so you do need to be careful. But I think one of the things is, you know, these gross examples of, you know, children or competitions, I think everyone says, well, that would never be me. But one of the things that I think we do and we can get into is to really measure how much you're drinking to get ready for your activities. As you point out, 8x8 is a great rule, and you might want to add a little bit if you're going to do something in the heat. But you certainly don't want to be adding just chugging water. In order to be prepared for heavy sweating, because it just doesn't work like that. Your body can't do that. And I think where we see a lot of these athletes getting into trouble, it's, hey, I'm going to run a marathon tomorrow, and it's going to be in the extreme heat, so I'm going to drink an extra 2 liters of water today, and I'll drink an extra liter the day of the competition. And by the time they get to the competition, they're already overloaded, and then because it's hot, they're taking down extra glasses of water. You know, the reality is you can't beat your body's system. You can't get yourself diluted in order to sweat later. It just doesn't work that way, especially because the yeah. salt is the issue.
Right. And it is, you know, and it is an interesting thing, because that, you know, you see these marathons and they're passing out water, you know, all the time. So people feel like, okay, maybe I should take it, but you really do. Thirst usually is a pretty good mechanism for people. And I think it is a fine line, because, you know, we hear about these football players, you know, and heat exhaustion and everything. So sometimes it's a little hard for coaches to decipher what to do. So, but interesting stuff. I want to thank Dr. Mel and, some good advice we have, and we'll have him back on the show again. This is the Dr. Lee Vinokur Show. It's Health from the Outside In on Radio MD, where feeling good starts with looking good.